Hey guys, the local racing season is upon us right now. Last week in the Rockford Speedway got things going with the Spring Enduro. And this Sunday, one of the biggest events of the year at the Speedway takes place. It's the 42nd annual Spring Classic. That'll be the Big 8 Late Model Series will be there, the Mid-American Stock Car Series, and the American Super Cups, among other races, will be going on this Sunday at the Rockford Speedway. And joining us on the phone is the man in charge of it all. He's Rockford Speedway's general manager, Dave Deary. Dave, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing great. Doing great. Welcome.
How did last weekend's Duro go?
It was an exciting event. About 75 cars took to the track. Your sister station driver, Jackson, made his debut. And,
yep.
Well, that's a whole other story.
It's an inauspicious debut.
He's better on the radio. Let's just leave it at that for now. No, that was a lot of fun. Exciting event, part of our Ironman Challenge. A great way to start the season off. Had two rollovers, two fires, and but three other red flags. It's a mess of a race, actually. There's no yellow flags. We start all the cars at one time and just let them go, and it's always an exciting race.
Sure.
Do that about three times a year, so.
It'll sound like a lot of fun. Hey, what does it take? You know, we're at the beginning of the season now. What does it take? How much work does it take to get the track ready for the start of the season? And we know how weather would affect, a bad winter might affect like a golf course. Is bad weather, the winter we had, is that any more negative effect on you getting the track ready?
Well, yes. As we all know, it was a very, very rough winter, and a lot of our pavement took a beating this summer. And not necessarily the racetrack, but our pit area and our access roads.
Mm-hmm.
There's still frost in the ground, so it's kind of scary this time of year to be racing and that kind of stuff, because when the frost is still in the ground, and obviously the pavement's several years old, and you got the softness underneath of it, so you had a lot of potholes and that kind of stuff. So, you know, and turning water systems back on and all your bathrooms after a while. Fortunately, we had no issue there, but in past, you never know what Mother Nature brings to you, so it's a challenge every spring to see what's new. But you know, we pulled it all together right there at the last minute, like we always seem to do, because mm-hmm. weather never cooperates.
Yeah, especially in the Midwest,
you know, never cooperates with us. So, but yeah, we're pretty excited. Everything got up and running, and we're ready to get rolling.
Well, talk a little bit about the big race, of course, like I said, this weekend, the Spring Classic, the 42nd annual. And correct me if I'm wrong, we look at that as one of your two major events, that and the short tracks in the fall. Talk a little bit about this event, what is it, and kind of go through the day's schedule, what people will be able to see if they go out to the racetrack and watch it on Sunday.
Yes, it is traditionally our kickoff. Obviously, we've been doing it for 42 years here. The Big 8 Series is a traveling late model series. Well, with eight events throughout the Midwest, opening the season here at Rockford. There are regular late model style race cars that compete also with the mid-am cars, and they're basically a sportsman style racer, a little slower than the late model cars. Something we've added to the Spring Classic, the American Super Cups, and these are about a third scale race car, but they have all the suspension and all the things of a full-size race car. But the unique thing about the Super Cups is there's drivers from 8 years old all the way up to 60 years old. Mm. So it's a very it's a great way for people to get started in racing. Or, you know, if you're older and it's a smaller scale, so you don't need as big of a shop, as big of a trailer, that kind of stuff. So it's a neat event. Kick that day off. Basically, we're practicing this Saturday. Everybody will get the bugs out, get the cars tuned in.
Can I break in that Super Cup thing? So you've got old guys in the track picking on kids? Just asking. Right? You know,
you
so Randy, who always is going, oh, get off my lawn, he could, like, get a car and, like,
I just tailgate
wall.
A guy, a little kid all the time. Yeah.
Okay, I'd watch that.
Yeah, it's a very neat thing. They travel around the Midwest area racetracks too. They come to Rockford about three or four times a year, but kind of unique how that all works in getting the youth involved in the racing. But and then on the Sunday, big day, race day, we'll qualify all the cars, do heat races at 1 o'clock. We'll kick the day off. Big 8 late models run an 88 lap feature. The Mid-American cars run 50 laps in the Super Cups. Finished the day out with a 20-lap feature. Great way to get the season started. Unfortunately, last year, Mother Nature did not cooperate, and we weren't able to run this event. Just the scheduling of all the other racetracks opening up at this time of year. So if we don't get it in this weekend, it'll go in the history books. But looks like the forecast looks good and going to be a little chilly, but you know what? That's not rain or snow, so we'll make it work.
Now, Dave, be honest. You saw Jackson race. Now, can some of these 8 or 10-year-olds, could they potentially beat Jackson?
Well,
be honest.
Well, let's just say his car wasn't up to par compared to everybody.
A poor man blames his tools. He should be his skill level. We can blame the car, but we know it was all Jackson's skill level. Hey, now the following week, after next week, then is Easter weekend. You guys are off, and then you start your 72nd NASCAR season opener. That's on Saturday, the 27th, the regular Saturday racing, and that goes through September 7th with the Night of Champions. Anything new or different or special about this year's race season, the regular season that you got coming up?
Like you said, we kick it off next, or 2 weeks, take the week off for Easter, but we've for many years have ran Wednesday nights. Starting in June, July, and wrapping up in August. This year, we've actually pulled that schedule back for our Wednesday night program and added some of those to our Saturday night shows. Still going to do 4 Wednesdays right there in the heart of summer, right in June and July, but the Saturday night staple program is, it's pretty much the same, essentially, all our different divisions, but we're bringing in, like you said, more of our Wednesday night programs. The one event we are doing in August, the super late model cars, which are just a tick faster than our regular late models. They'll be here in August for an event that we've never done. So it's a lot of there's a lot of different stuff that we do throughout the year. You know, we do our figure eight trailer race, our trailer race, original trailer race of destruction. We do a lot of fun stuff like that. People still like to see things get wrecked.
Yep.
People like to see stuff get raced. And so we try and mix it up. Something we're doing that we've done in the past was it's called a fan photo session, where we bring all the race cars that are there that night out onto the racetrack, open the gates, let everybody down, meet and take photos with the drivers, kind of a one-on-one, get to know the racer type deal early in the night, after an event. Any race event, you can go down to the pit area and meet the drivers and take a look at the cars and all that. But this deal, we're doing it earlier to get some of the younger folks, a chance to get pictures and get up close to the race car. So,
who is
season.
I was going to say, who's the defending champ, specifically the late models champ, and then who are some of the new, maybe up-and-coming drivers we'll be hearing about this year?
John Reynolds Jr. is driving the 104 car. He is our defending champ in the late model division. A couple of rookies coming into that division. Dave Thomason is a guy that's raced in the past, but never in a late model. So that'll be an exciting. We got a young gun out of the Belvedere area, Max Kaler, driving the TV017 car. He is 2 years ago, I think, was the rookie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's 16 now, 17 years old.
Get out of Belvedere, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think he's big in the Belvedere baseball.
Yeah, we've had him on our show, and he's an impressive young man. He sounds like he's really got his act together, and hopefully he'll go a long ways.
Yeah, we're keeping an eye on him. Good backing behind that team, and he's a heck of a driver at that age. So, looks pretty exciting here.
All right. Well, all starts this Sunday, 1 o'clock at Rockford Speedway. It is the Spring Classic, the 42nd Spring Classic. You can find out all about the information about the weekend races and anything that's going on at Rockford Speedway. Just go to rockfordspeedway.com. Dave, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to talking to you some more down the road and look forward to a great racing season.
All right. Glad spring's here, guys. Have a good day.
All right. You too.